The surviving exercises are also keys to the kind of religion in which young Vespucci was instructed. Some pieces are about the moods appropriate to the seasons of the Christian year: Lenten penance, Christmas joy. He absorbed the characteristic friar's piety of many late medieval communities, with the accent on salvation by faith, a doctrine not yet suspected as heretical. Savonarola himself would have approved of the words with which one of the exercise book pieces begins: "I do not believe so much in my own merits as in the grace of God." But the writer continues lightheartedly, ironically, drawing an almost blasphemous analogy between divine grace and a tutor's favor. "I have become as if elect and honored among your company, all of which I own and attribute not so much to my own merit as to your generosity. Religion, perhaps, never came very high on the scale of values in which Vespucci was raised. In childhood he learned little of the God he later largely forgot. Indeed, the evidence of his revulsion from religion is plain enough in his exercise book. In one of the most extraordinary pieces the book contains, he confesses that, in the end, I hold the things of heaven in low esteem and even come close to denying them. As for his fellow men, they seemed to him more like the image of a brute beast than of that omnipotent deity. He would come to see the native inhabitants of the New World in a similar light. In adult life, he hardly ever referred to God, except in general and conventional terms, whereas Columbus could hardly utter without invoking the Almighty and dwelling fervently on his personal relationship with him." Parisian Interlude. The end of his youth left Amerigo well-schooled but with uncertain prospects. In the late 1460s, when Amerigo was approaching manhood, the deaths of Amerigo the Elder and his brother Giovanni left Giovanni's children still living in the modest house in Peretola and in the aura of poverty. Nastagio's household, by contrast, grew gradually more prosperous, but never sufficiently so to provide independence for the next generation.